I'm sorry, what?
I was just saying it was Friday.
Oh, it's Friday.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited about that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
All right, we're done.
We usually end our show with
that. Time to go home. Anytime that runs.
Still have some show to do.
No.
Have some show to do.
No, he said it's the weekend. We're out. We have to obey him. I don't even know who it is.
That is
from SNL.
Daniel Craig.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, gotta obey Mr. Bond.
Introducing the actual weekend.
That one dude.
Yep. On today's show, between 5 and 7, we do our All Request Fest.
Yeah. Maybe we'll play the weekend.
Nah. I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Sluggo has been gone for like a month. So a
couple weeks, a couple hundred years.
We didn't get to Customer Appreciation Day on the 1st of July, which we do on the 1st of every month.
Oh, that's right.
So we're going to do that today.
Yeah, we need to find out about you people.
Correct.
What have you been up to?
Our new feature, One American Dollar.
Love it.
On today's show.
That's a gooder.
What is scrommeting?
Excuse me? That sounds painful.
You don't want to know.
You should probably assault a physician.
And the CIA. Next, the CIA put out a pamphlet, a book, on how to annoy people.
Nah, was it written by John Cleese? He actually did something like that a long time ago.
No, this is an actual
real
CIA pamphlet or book or whatever.
Right. Well, that's what the world needs.
So we've got some highlights of that coming up next on 95.5 KLOS.
Plus, sometime between now and 4, we're going to play Man in the Box. And if you would be so kind as to be caller 13 when we do, $500 in gas for you.
Man in the Box by Alice in Chains.
I'm going to play that any minute now.
It's still coming up this hour. And when you hear it, be caller 13 and you'll get $500 for gas.
Yes! And that was the Chili Peppers there, their latest thing, Black Summer, like so many other bands. They've had to postpone a few shows again recently, the 1st of July, because of you know what?
Sure.
I refuse to say its name anymore.
Sure.
VID-19.
Did you know the CIA put out a manual on how to be annoying? This is real.
Oh, that's what all the people have been reading. That's why everyone's out of their minds these days.
It wasn't for the U.S. The CIA put it out for, like, the French people. When Germany had taken them over.
They already knew how to be annoying.
Yeah, they did. But it's like how to make things not run smoothly and...
Gotcha.
And self-sabotage, that's sort of.
Pretty clever.
Yeah, because, of course, Germans couldn't take over all of the factories and businesses and everything else.
Right.
So the French people still had to do that.
Right.
So the CIA gave them ideas of how to be annoying.
Right.
Like this, if you work in a building.
The first section is pretty vague and concerns anyone who works in a building. The OSS suggests forgetting to restock on toilet paper, and then after you've humiliated your coworkers, it details 7 different ways to burn your building down. So that's how to be annoying if you work in a building.
Wow! Wow, that's awesome. How to burn your building down after nobody has TP for
7 different
days.
Ways to burn your building down.
I love it. All right, I need this manual.
The OSS was what became the CIA, but he keeps referring to the OSS. Okay, the next one is on, you're working on an assembly line.
Right.
You're doing some kind of work like that.
Stuff like letting your cutting tools get dull to slow down production, storing saws at an angle that will get them to break, and applying too much heat to tempered steel to make it weaker. Other suggestions are a little bolder. Like the OSS's wise observation that peeing into an engine will probably break it, and then there are like 5 more ways to start fires in case the whole section on burning buildings down didn't grab you.
It grabbed me right away.
It actually says peeing in a car engine
will
break it.
So if you've been overrun by a hostile government,
yes.
This is what you do.
This is a little literal CIA manual how to be annoying.
I love this.
How to be annoying in travel.
Stuff like, quote, issue 2 tickets for the same seat in the train, see that the food is especially bad, and wake everyone up by, quote, handling baggage as noisily as possible during the night. It also provides some guidance for non-workers, like giving people wrong directions and lying about random bridges being closed. Also some more ways to start fires.
So this is to annoy the Germans during World War II, right?
Yeah.
God, you've seen enough of those movies, Raiders of the Lost Ark movies. It seems dangerous to really annoy them.
But a lot of these are like, you could do it, like issue 2 tickets for one seat.
Right.
Like, that's not something that's out there.
But waking them up on the train at 2 a.m.,
bang! Hilarious.
Is what I'm thinking is going
to
happen.
What about being able to watch a movie in peace?
The section also details how to ruin movies for everyone else, with tips like clapping loudly, coughing, talking, and releasing 2 to 3 dozen large moths that will fly into the projector beam and block the movie.
Ha!
That is an actual CIA tip.
John Cleese put together this amazing video of how to annoy people. Yeah. It didn't come anywhere. There's no burning buildings now.
Right?
This is awesome.
If you work in an office,
In Section 11, concerning office work, the OSS recommends that you should, quote, refer all matters to committees for further study and consideration, and that you should, quote, attempt to make the committees as large as possible. You should also, quote, hold conferences when there is more critical work to be done, and then after those meetings, quote, refer back to matters decided upon at the last meeting and attempt to reopen the question of the advisability of that decision.
So when did they write this? Like in 46, 47, something like that?
During
World War II,
The World War II ended in 45, so probably 44.
I'm just, Robert A. Heinlein was a great sci-fi writer. Used to write kind of things like this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, about countries America specifically haven't been taken over, and how you really piss them off and really annoy the people that have seized control. But this, man, this is going
the
best. So deep.
It's the CIA manual on how to be annoying, and this is the finale.
The book concludes with some simple, general guidelines for being an annoying, unproductive person in any context. Like the ever-reliable cry and sob hysterically at every occasion, and the wisest tip of all, act stupid.
We've worked with people who are really good at
it
that.
It actually says act stupid.
Do what?
That's one of the...
I don't understand.
Please. So Sluggo went on vacation, and then last week he was sick.
Yeah.
Or at least, you know.
No, yeah. Now, I don't feel good.
I found out something, and I want to just run this by you.
Okay.
Don't give me a final answer until we're finished, and I'll ask for it.
Okay. All right.
There's something called scromiting.
What the hell is that?
Scromiting.
Scromiting. Can you use it in a sentence?
It is a mixture of two other words.
Okay.
Screaming.
Scrotum. Oh, okay.
Wow.
I thought it was like you were vomiting so hard it hurts your scrotum. That was my guess.
Well, that's worse. It's a mixture of screaming and vomiting.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I've done that.
It is a side effect.
Yeah.
Of continuous marijuana use.
Oh, get out of here.
Yep.
What?
Doesn't happen very often, but it is a side effect.
I should have had it by now.
Weed-induced vomiting does happen and has a formal name, cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome, or CHS.
Dork syndrome.
It can result in severe and prolonged vomiting, like a week.
A week?
I'm asking.
Wow.
It might involve loud retching sounds or screaming.
Wow.
Hence the name scromiting.
Wow. Now, is this when you're smoking? I mean, this sounds like an edible reaction to me. I can't imagine from just ingested smoking.
It doesn't seem like it's just a reaction to one, because they say it happens to people who do it every day. Nice. Normal users that do it every day.
That's me.
Yeah, so I don't think it's a reaction to one time.
Right, okay, I
think
gotcha.
It's just...
Okay, all right.
Those are the people that seem to get scromiting.
I've never heard of this
before. I will ask you again.
Yeah.
Last week, was there scromiting?
No, there was a lot of other stuff, but there wasn't any of that.
No scromiting?
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't want to know that.
Yeah, you want to see the video.
I don't know. First, we're going to do... One American dollar.
I love this.
One American dollar.
Favorite new game, dude.
I make Sluggo guess. I have a top 10. I make him guess. And if he gets, in this case, three out of the top 10. You will win this.
Oh, look, you've got a dollar today. An actual American dollar. It's
yes.
A little foldy. Could I get a more fresh one next time? Damn it.
All right, I'm going to give you three examples so that you understand the scope.
Okay, all right.
The category is... The greatest entertainers of all time.
Wow. That's not very broad.
The greatest entertainers of all time.
God, of all time.
Yes. So I'm going to give you number 12 is Ludwig van Beethoven.
Okay. I mean, I saw a lot of his concerts before he went down.
Number 13 is Ray Charles. Number 14 is Lucille Ball.
So you get
an idea of the scope.
Television. It's very inclusive.
Yes.
Who put this together?
The greatest entertainers of all time.
Hey.
I don't remember where I found it.
Yeah.
But there's a top 10.
Okay.
And you get five guesses.
Okay.
Yes, you get five guesses.
Five, okay.
To get three of the top 10.
All right.
If you hear this, it's not good.
I hope I don't hear that.
Turn that up a little bit because it's not annoying enough.
There you go. I could use that dollar, so I hope I... clearly I have to go with Elvis right out the gate. Elvis has to be in the top 10.
Woo! Elvis is number 3.
Okay, all right. So,
you have four guesses to get two more.
Number 3?
Yeah,
wow.
Number 3.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So this goes back, I mean, you were saying Ludwig van Beethoven. That's...
It's all time.
Yeah, that's... Wow. Who is that magician dude? Houdini. Is Houdini on the list?
Three more guesses to get two.
Liberace.
Checking.
Oh, no. I'm terrible at this. I'm terrible at guessing.
Two more guesses to get two. Good luck.
Good luck. Yeah, and very good look. Oh my God.
Greatest entertainers of all time.
Greatest entertainers of all time. Well, I wouldn't say this, but Elton John? I don't get that dollar.
You don't get the dollar.
Start at number 10. I got one. I got Elvis Presley, you the did. King.
Number 10 is Aretha Franklin. Number 9 is Mozart.
You know, okay.
Number 8 is Frank Sinatra.
Oh, there's an obvious one.
Number
Come on.
7 is Paul McCartney. Another obvious one.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious.
Number 6 is Tom Hanks.
What?
Number 5 is Clint Eastwood.
What?
Number 4 is Robin Williams.
Okay.
Number 3 is Elvis Presley.
Who?
Number 2 is Freddie Mercury.
Oh!
And number 1 is Michael Jackson.
How many of those do you think you would have gotten? We're going to have to flip
How
this
many
around.
Of those would I have gotten?
Yeah, would you have guessed? Like
maybe 2.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have done any better than you did.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But this dollar.
Oh, man. There
stays
it goes.
With
Just
me.
Put it, don't put it in your bra. A little piece of paper taped to that. What? Oh, was that the contest
that's
song?
That's Man in the Box.
Well, we've gone through
Chains.
12 calls, actually. Let's take caller 13 now, shall we?
KLOS, hello.
Hello?
Well, didn't want $500.
No.
What are you going to do?
Hi, KLOS, who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, do you want $500 for gas?
Yes, sir.
Our last caller hung up.
Yeah, just click dial tone.
So you get it.
Nice. I'll take it.
Now you have to strip naked and show us the video. And
He doesn't have to do
what?
Any of that. Nope.
Why?
He just heard the song.
Marcy made everybody do that.
He heard Man in the Box and was caller 13.
I do it for Marcy.
Yeah. I will send it to her.
I don't blame you.
Right on, man. Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
It should last you through the weekend.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
We tried to, on the first of every month, do Customer Appreciation Day.
I love this. Now, this originally started, I think, with a Dunkin' Donuts promotion.
It was a
enough.
Customer Appreciation Day for them.
Yeah.
And then we took it over.
And twisted it and turned it into something horrible.
And now we ask you to call in at 818-955-KLOS. We ask you some personal questions.
Inappropriate stuff.
If you answer them, you will get a KLOS t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We have some swag today.
We have
today.
Some swag to give nice. Away. So.
Nice. So what? Another giveaway.
It might be embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a guarantee. That's
it's
a given.
It's going to be embarrassing.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Call now. You know what's always bothered me about that song?
Mm.
He says guitar.
Yeah.
And then you hear guitar, and then he goes drums.
And there's no drums.
There's no drums. Come on.
Joe.
What's happening?
Get back in the studio. Fix that.
Why no drums?
We'll fix it in post.
He yelled drums.
Yep. No drums.
It is Customer Appreciation Day here on KLOS on the Kevin and Sluggo show. So we're going to talk to people who listen to the show, and we're going to say thank you. We're going to ask a few questions and give you a KLOS t-shirt.
Well, that sounds straightforward, but something tells me it's not going to go quite as...
KLOS, who's this?
My name is Michael. I'm from California.
Okay.
California? Where's that?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
I was thinking city, but you could go
yeah,
state.
Whatever.
You could go
Huntington Beach.
United States, that's where I was.
Northern Hemisphere.
If you won the lottery, would you split it evenly with your family?
No.
Nice, truthful answer.
How much money are we talking on the lottery?
No, well, let's say $200 million.
Okay, I'd probably give like each of them like $10 to $15 million. I'd keep the rest.
I don't know. I believe your first answer. No.
No, I would not. I'll give you $10 grand each. That's it.
Leave me alone.
What is the longest amount of time you've gone without taking a shower?
Probably like 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
I went backpacking. And did not have a shower.
I was going to say I've been there, but I was at home on my couch.
I was going to say, yes. I've been backpacking, too, and you try to get a stream or a lake or anything. Yeah, of course.
I relish it.
No.
I don't care.
You did it at home for 2 weeks? You're so gross.
Hey, I'm not a customer here, man.
Do you ever cheat when you play games?
All the time.
Oh, okay.
Really?
All right.
Yeah, I'd be stealing the money from, like, the Monopoly bank and everything.
Sure. And the battleship is easy to cheat because every time they say something, you put a little white thing where they said on the floor, you know what I'm talking about? You either know, you don't.
Yeah. No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Fellow cheater!
All right.
Liar!
Fellow cheater.
Kevin Liar. All right, we're going to give you a lovely KLOS t-shirt. Don't go away, all right?
Sweet.
All right, hold on.
You know we were lying about that, too.
No, we weren't.
Oh.
No, that was true.
Oh, I see. 818-955-KLOS.
It's Customer Appreciation, our Customer Appreciation Day. We want to thank each and every one of you that listened to this show.
All right, that's actually true. That's about the only thing we're going to say that's ever true, but that's true.
Also, you get a KLOS t-shirt.
That's also true.
I think that's true.
Theoretically.
Is that true?
Supposedly.
All right, KLOS, who's this and where are you from?
John from Agora.
All right, John, we're going to ask you a few questions. You ready?
Go for it.
Would you trade your sibling for $1 million?
Which one?
Any of them.
I would. I'd take a few bucks, yeah.
Really? $1 million? You never see them again? They're not related to you anymore? They're out of there.
For who? What's his name?
Yeah, what's their name?
His or her name.
Oh, you want a name?
Yeah.
Ed.
They're making that
up. I'd give that up.
I think he's making that up.
Yeah.
I really do. Did you have an imaginary friend growing up?
I did not. I have good friends. We all just raised hell together.
Have you ever peed in a pool?
All the time.
That is correct.
My favorite story about that, our friend's kid kept saying, I gotta get out of the pool. Take me to pee. Finally, like, all right, we're ready to take. I don't need to go anymore.
If anyone answers that, no, they're lying. They're just flat lying. That's all there is to it.
Absolutely.
All right, John, you hold on. We're going to get you a t-shirt, okay?
Right on, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Hi, KLOS, who are you?
This is Doug.
Doug, that's a great name. Doug. Woo! Right on.
And you sound like a stoner like my Doug. All right, are you ready? Where do you live, Doug?
You don't need to give the exact address.
No, I'm just saying, what city? What city?
I live in Fullerton.
Fullerton. Woo!
Have you ever seriously been attracted to one of your partner's friends?
Ooh, I like that question.
One of my partners.
You know, boyfriend, friends. Girlfriend, wife, whatever.
Whichever way you swing.
Husband, whatever it is. Have you ever been attracted to one of their best friends?
Girlfriend, like my girlfriend's friend?
Yep.
Of course.
We have a very honest audience. I love that.
Of course, we really
do.
That's
beautiful.
It's amazing that they...
Good for you, Doug.
All tell the truth.
Right on, Doug.
When was the last...
No, I'm not Doug. Doug is Doug. My name's Ken, man.
What the hell are you talking about?
He's gone mad.
He already lied.
He's gone mad.
He already lied.
No, I called in. I said, Kevin, what's up, Doug?
Oh! You were saying hi to us, and we thought your name was Doug. Wow, we're done.
So if you were to fill out a customer appreciation card, how would you say we're doing at our job right now?
Oh, this is fun as hell. You guys are just the greatest team, man.
Listen, we're going to have to call you Doug for the rest of the phone call.
Yeah, please.
And please hold on for your KLOS t-shirt.
We'll give you a KLOS t-shirt. Don't go away. All right, 818-955-KLOS.
We'll ask you a few questions. We'll give you a KLOS t-shirt. It's our Customer Appreciation Day. It's our Customer Appreciation Day, so we're going to get you on the phone. We're going to thank you for listening. We're going to ask you a few potentially embarrassing questions, and we'll give you a KLOS t-shirt. KLOS, who's this and where are you calling from?
My name is Sergio, and I'm calling from Los Angeles, Highland Park.
Sergio, are you ready for Customer Appreciation Day?
Dun, 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 dun.
Yes, I am.
Yes, okay. Here are a few questions. After dropping a piece of food on the floor, what's the longest amount of time before you picked it up and ate it?
If it's in my own house, probably like 5 seconds.
Oh, really? You go, really?
5 seconds?
Follow the 5 second rule?
If it's in my house, I'm going 30 seconds.
Yeah, I go at least 30. Maybe even longer. I wouldn't eat it if I got up off the couch and I saw it there, though.
Sergio, have you ever farted in an elevator?
Yes, I have.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Was anybody in it with you, or did you leave a present for whoever was next?
No, my girlfriend was in it with me.
She must treasure you.
When was the last time you were high when it was inappropriate, like at a wedding, a funeral, a church?
I would say probably at a family party.
Are you high right now?
No, you're not?
That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a bold-faced lie.
Toke up, buddy.
All right, congrats. You hold on. We're going to get you a t-shirt, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right, hold on.
Go get high while you're waiting.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Where are you calling from?
Currently driving through Riverside, but I live in Randall Valley.
All right, Jackie, you ready for a few questions on our Customer Appreciation Day?
Hit me.
What TV show are you embarrassed to tell people you watch?
I watch Grey's Anatomy, which is not really my typical show, but I started a long time ago, and I'm here to finish it out to the bitter end.
Hasn't it been like 24 seasons?
Yeah, it's been never ending. I think I started maybe around 14 seasons.
Wow, that's crazy. When was the last time your gas tank got down below 25 miles before you filled it up?
Oh, I'm Zero Club all the way.
Oh, there you go. You're an idiot like me.
So I did like yesterday.
You are an idiot like me. I can't stop. I keep trying to stop. I don't like to do it.
But you like living pseudo dangerously.
It just happens.
Jackie, when was the last time you actually ran out of gas?
Oh, no, not since I was like a teenager. Ah, I'm good.
Nice.
Well done.
Zero Club doesn't run out of gas. Nicely done.
Exactly.
Well done, Jackie. You hold on. We're going to get you a t-shirt, okay? KLOS, hello.
What?
Hi. Who's this and where are you from?
It's Robert from Ventura.
All right. Robert, we have a few questions for you. Have you ever done cocaine with a stranger?
Yeah.
Was it fun?
Yeah.
All right. What was the last thing you did on a dare?
On a dare?
Yep.
Fuck, I don't know.
Do you got to think back to when you were a tween.
Yeah, probably.
All right. When was the last time you drove in the carpool lane by yourself? When was the last time,
you're driving
Robert?
In it right now, aren't you, all
are
by
you,
yourself?
Robert? Are you driving in it right now?
I'm not going to answer that question.
He's not going to answer. You have to answer. That's part of the thing, to get the t-shirt.
Oh, we don't appreciate you.
When was the last time you drove in a carpool lane by yourself?
A couple days ago.
Oh!
There it is.
Nice. You definitely get a t-shirt. Okay, hold on. No, go
hold
away.
On, Robert. Thank you.
818-955-KLOS. Let us appreciate you.
Customer Appreciation Day. It's our Customer Appreciation Day.
Damn right.
So you call in. We thank you for listening.
We appreciate the hell out of you.
We ask a few perhaps embarrassing questions, and then we give you a KLOS t-shirt.
For your trouble.
KLOS, who is this? Where are you calling from?
This is Frank from Lompoc.
All right. Frank in Lompoc.
Yeah.
Are you in the jail or just in the area?
No, I live here, but no, I'm not. But okay. It feels like prison sometimes.
Okay. Frank, what is a secret that you never told your parents?
Wow.
Oh, that's a tough one. Oh, I got that one. Okay, right on. You guys got me. I was probably smoking weed and stuff. Didn't tell them.
Okay. Right. Who's your least favorite celebrity?
Oh, boy. Gloria Estefan. No, yeah, Gloria Estefan.
That's a good one. Do you have any family member, even distant, like cousin or stepbrother or stepsister, that you find attractive?
Oh, sure, of course.
Which one? What's their name? Which one?
Oh, I have to say, it was way back when we were younger, but I have to say my stepsister, Maria, was pretty hot.
All right, I'll tell you what. We're going to put you on hold so we can get you a t-shirt, but also we're going to get Maria's phone number, and we're going to call her and let her know.
Oh, you guys are so cool. That's funny.
No, seriously.
Oh, no, we need Maria's phone number.
We want Maria's phone number. Can we call her?
I don't have it.
Oh. Liar!
Gosh. I can find somebody that I do know.
Well, hold on, dude. Don't go away. We'll give you a t-shirt anyway, all right? I wanted to talk to Maria.
Me too.
Something about Maria.
KLOS, hello. Who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Marty from Tarzana.
All right. What is your name, Marty?
Marty, M-A-R-T-Y.
As in Back to the Future.
As in Party Marty Hardy.
Ah.
In my high school days.
I like that.
Sure, of
course.
That's
a good one.
The last guy couldn't come up with one. What is the biggest lie you told your parents?
Oh, that I didn't steal their booze.
But you, for how long did you steal their booze?
Oh, well, you know, I'd take it and I'd fill it back up with water, and then pretty soon it got watered down, so they kind of figured it out.
Kids are so
smart.
They
went on for about a year and a half before they finally caught on.
That's a good one.
And then you turned six?
Yeah.
Have you ever, Marty, have you ever ghosted anybody?
Yes, I have.
Mm. Why?
Well, it started out okay because I was drunk, and after that, it was like, no, thank you.
Marty, don't feel bad. I've ghosted a lot of people.
Yeah.
Have you? Yeah.
Why?
A long time ago. Just, what? I don't know.
Oh, all right.
Just didn't like him anymore.
Marty, have you ever gone to work knowingly with COVID? Don't lie.
No.
Have you?
No, I haven't.
Kevin doesn't believe you.
Have you?
I'm going to be honest with you, Kevin. I've never been vaccinated, and I've worked ever since, and I'm a construction consultant, and I wear my mask, but I've never had symptoms, never been sick. I'm a religious vitamin guy.
Kevin's buzzer is going bananas.
I know, I think it's broken.
I believe you, dude.
I do believe you. I got to tell you one more thing.
Yeah.
I'm a $1.13.
No, that's a filthy lie.
I heard Sluggo say was, hello, and then it went blank. So I think AT&T owes me $500.
Hold on.
Don't go away. We'll get you a t-shirt. That'll be nice. 818-955-KLOS. Call and lie on Customer Appreciation Day.
It's our old request fest coming up next. First, it is Customer Appreciation Day. KLOS, who's this and where are you calling
from? Hi, I'm Brianna from Alhambra.
Brianna?
Yes. Oh, my God, I got through. Yes.
You did, yes.
Welcome to it.
Thank you.
Were your parents dull?
Were my parents what?
Dull. Not very interesting. Yawn-inducing. Snores.
My mom
is dull?
Yeah.
Can we talk to your mom?
Yeah. Is she there? Or?
No, I'm in the car by myself. I think she might have reflected some of her dullness onto me.
Parents will do that.
So you think you're dull?
I can be.
Brianna, we disagree. You're a customer, and we appreciate you. Yeah.
We disagree with that, and we say you're not dull.
I love you guys.
All right, you hold on. We'll give you a t-shirt, okay? Don't go away. KLOS, hello.
What's going on, Kevin and Sluggo?
What's happening?
Who's this, and where are you from?
Adrian from Mentone.
What's your name?
Adrian.
Adrian.
From Mentone.
The fresh maker?
Adrian, have you ever had a nickname?
Yeah, plenty.
What was the weirdest one?
What's the worst one, yeah.
Yeah.
The weirdest one was, Dickhead?
Yes, you can say that. Yes, you can. How often do you run into the same immovable object? Like, I have a table. I have a table in my place. I've hit it.
Oh, really?
25 times.
Oh, my ex-wife.
I like it.
And what's the band that everyone else likes that you hate?
Nickelback?
No, nobody likes Nickelback. No.
I think everyone's with you on that.
Yeah, yeah. But that's
so
a good
you win that one. Good.
Hold on, no, go away. I'll get you a lovely KLOS t-shirt.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, this is Steve in Ventura.
What's up, Steve?
Steve, we have a few questions for you. You ready?
I think so.
Have you ever eaten only dessert for dinner?
Yes.
What was it?
Cheesecake.
And when was it?
Oh, in my earlier years, before I quit cheesecake.
Before I quit cheesecake. That was a hard one to quit. Did you have to get the patch, the cheesecake patch? Hey, Steve, I got a question for you. Who hated you the most in high school?
Mike M.
Mike M. What was his damn problem?
Why did he hate you?
Yeah.
I used to pick on him a little bit.
Oh, so you were the dick.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe your nickname should have been Dickhead.
Right?
That was the last guy.
One last question. Who's your least favorite family member? Hello?
My ex-wife.
Right. Well, that'll get you a t-shirt.
Before Doug dies, we're going to put you on hold.
I'm going to go die now. Customer Appreciation
Day.
You people are the best. You people.
You people are the best.
This is Kevin and Sluggo on 95.5 KLOS.
I can't even let the guy tell him who we are.
Who cares?
It's our old request fest.
Yeah.
Every Friday from 5 to 7, we take your request. 818-955-KLOS. What song will get your weekend started right? It is our old request fest. Daniel in Orange wanted to hear Crazy Train. Amy. Thank you.
Fine suggestion that is. And hey, Psycho Axeman, you've been asking for a song. There's a guy called Psycho Axeman.
Mm-hmm.
He's been asking for a song on the ARF, the All Request Fest, for like a month. Mm. He's never got around to it.
We never played it?
I know. What the hell?
Are we playing it right now?
No.
Why are you bringing it up?
Just to let you know, dude, it's coming up. It's definitely coming up. But let's take a call.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You want to request a song?
Careless Whisper.
Careless Whisper.
No.
What? No. Kevin, what?
No. We're going with no.
Careless Whisper?
Nope.
Careless Whisper?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. You're cutting out.
Hello, KLOS.
Happy Friday, fellas.
Woo!
To you as well. What can we do for you?
Can you play Bang the Drum?
Yeah, Mr. Rundgren. Mr. Rundgren. That's always been a hard name for me to say. You say it, sir.
Yeah, it's that tongue twister. Rundgren?
Rundgren.
Hey, well done. Rundgren. Well done.
Yes, the answer is yes. Poor Psycho Axeman. requested my favorite GNR song, I'm going to say 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And things just kept falling apart and never got around to it. So there you go. Finally, Psycho Axeman. I bet he's not even listening to me.
That's hilarious. He gave up after the fifth time.
Yeah. Screw these guys.
It's our old request fest. You can call in at 818-955-KLOS or hit us up at Kevin and Sluggo on Twitter.
Happy now. Happy Rich. Happy. He said we would never play that one. Well, there you go. That's probably the best video ever filmed, too.
I think it is, too.
I love that video.
Yep.
If you like Starsky and Hutch, you love that video.
It is our old request fest on KLOS. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
What's happening?
What's going on? Hey, anything from Led Zeppelin.
Who?
You can pick it.
I'm sorry, who's that?
Led Zeppelin, one of my favorite bands.
We have never heard of that band here.
That's like a heavy balloon? Well, I don't think it would fly.
I even have an awesome tattoo of a blown up Led Zeppelin with the title Led Zeppelin underneath it.
Nice, dude. Yeah, definitely one of my favorite bands, away and by far. All right, dealer's choice. Kevin, you pick.
I pick Houses of the Holy.
Nice. All right, here you go, man.
You guys have an awesome weekend.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, All Request Friday.
It is our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Let's do it. Let's hear some Tool Man.
Tool Man. I'm unfamiliar with Tool Man.
He laughed, you bastard. You rotten.
Kevin, you got your shirt. You got your shirt not backwards today.
How dare you?
There was a video of you with your shirt on backwards. I don't know where it's from. That was the hardest I ever laughed in my entire life.
I'm glad to hear that.
Kevin is out to please.
I'm very proud of that.
And here's some Tool for
that's
me.
The one thing you remember.
Can you decipher that? I'm not sure what he was saying.
Bop-a-dee-ba-dop.
Oh, right. Oh, yes. No, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Ah, I get it.
I was always confused by that as well. It is our old request fest. You could call 818-955-KLOS or hit us up on Twitter at Kevin and Sluggo. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how about some Bloodhound Gang?
Yeah, who are you?
This is Scott.
Scott, you were calling all week for the Gimme 5 and guessing stuff, huh?
Yeah.
And damn it, I believe that you deserve a request as a result.
All right.
Congrats.
All
right.
So it's number 37 in the KLOS motherboard. Can you press that on your touch tone phone now? Perfect. Your song is coming up, and you will be charged $552.
Well, that's a pretty good deal.
All right. Good.
Well, now, we call this the act of mating, but there are several other very important differences between human beings and animals that you should know about.
KLOS!
Woo!
Yes, sir! Woo! Our request Friday night?
Yeah!
Yes!
Hell yeah!
What can we do for you?
Here's a good one for a Friday night. Thin Lizzy, Jailbreak. Yeah, I'm sure there's a few out there who'd like to get out tonight. How about you?
Only one of my favorites. That's all. No big deal.
Yeah! Turn it up, boys. LBC rocks. We love ya.
For a fact, the Beastie Boys fan of that particular Led Zeppelin selection.
Who is it?
Good question.
It is our old request fest. KLOS, hello.
Hey, you know what? You guys just played some Zeppelin, which is actually one of, and okay, chastise me as you see fit.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my least favorite bands.
Well, you know that, you know, like over at the other station, people would always say how much they hated Nirvana. So, you know, that always
goes always works out there. Yeah. That's all right.
But what is one of your favorite bands then?
Well, you know what? One of the things that turned me on to Robert Plant was the Honey Drippers.
Sure.
And I'd love to hear Sea of Love, because that really exhibited some of his best work.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's our All Request Fest AC/DC Heat Seeker for Keith.
Keith.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Good, thank you. What can we do for you?
Hey, we're hoping maybe you can do some Cochise by Audioslave.
Haha, nice one.
What a great request.
That is a good one.
I love that song.
Absolutely.
If you could, that'd be great. Appreciate it, guys.
What's your name?
This is Ken from Lake Forest.
When was the last time you heard that one?
That's a great song. Audioslave, Cochise.
I love about the All Request Fest on Fridays. I just dig out whatever.
We get some good requests.
Damn good requests.
Not all, but some good requests.
Hey, can you play Careless Whisper?
It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We learned about scrummeting.
Oh my God, this is horrifying.
Which is scream vomiting.
And it's brought on by?
People who get high every day.
Smoking cannabis. Weed?
Yeah.
I should be scrummeting all the time?
Very small percentage.
Oh, whew.
But scrummeting is a thing, and we found out about it, and we wish we didn't. The CIA put out a manual during World War II titled How to Annoy People.
And if John Cleese had gotten a hold of this, it would have been even funnier what he did.
I don't think we need that.
It was mostly how to set fires to
things. True. How to set stuff on fire.
Beavis and Butthead would love it.
Which, yeah, exactly.
All right. I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you Monday. Peace out.
One last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
I like money, too.
Yeah.
Rock and roll and money.
Money.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Ooh, and Fridays.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah, man.
We have a song that we're going to play between now and 4 that you can win $500 for a guess.
Alice in Chains, Man in the Box. I used to get in trouble for playing that on the air. They would call. They called and asked why I was playing heavy metal over on that other station.
Fantastic.
When it was brand new.
I love it. You've never played by the rules.
No,
man. You've
been an outlaw. Now it's worth $500, though. Isn't that nice?
You play by your own rules. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I got the Alice in Chains song, Man in the Box, sitting right here. I could push play right this second. But when I do, I hope everybody knows what to do.
Caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS.
$500 gas song today coming up between now and 4, so very soon. Melody Maker, the UK music magazine, was quite pissed off on this day in rock in 1967. They had a front page comment condemning the 3-month jail sentence given to Mick Jagger for having some benzedrine tablets on him. He was later given a nice discharge, sent on his way. Mr. Bowie released his very first live album on this day in rock. It was recorded at the Tower Theater in Philadelphia and called David Live.